Joshua Dobbs joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Joshua, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me on this morning.
First one for you as a pro quarterback. I mean, it's sunk in now a little bit, I'm sure. How's it feeling?
It was good. It was a great win. Great team win. Obviously, it was a lot of fun to get a big win at home against a really good opponent. Just to come out and just play four quarters of really good football on offense, defense, and on special teams. Everyone was complimenting each other, and we were able to go out and finish the game out in victory formation, which is always a really good feeling.
You know, Josh, much respect to you for doing what you've done. This has been a very, very hard ask to come in and to be asked to be week one starter without live repping anything with your new teammates in the preseason, and to build on each performance the way you did has just been fantastic. Tell us about this journey. Has it been difficult for you to just kind of pick up and start anew somewhere else in such a condensed period of time?
It's been a very unique journey for sure. You know, it was I was caught off guard a little bit, just given the nature of my current position in Cleveland going into the season. But to get to Arizona, have the opportunity to come out and compete, especially with my teammates here, get a chance to get to know everyone in the facility, I've loved it, and I've really embraced it. I've enjoyed the time. As you guys said, we continue to build on each performance, and that's what we're looking to do. On offense, continue to grow, continue to take those next steps, right? Continue to build our chemistry on the practice field, our team chemistry in the complex, and we'll continue to improve our play each and every Sunday.
Joshua Dobbs, quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals, our guest here on Arizona Sports. None of that would have been possible yesterday. I mean, you played excellent. I thought the play calling schemes were great as well. But the offensive line in front of you against a good Dallas defense really gave you a lot of protection. How much has the offensive line meant to that win and the overall success that you guys have had offensively?
Man, they've done a tremendous job. Like they've had some tall tasks each and every week, starting with the Commanders and the front that they have. Then the Giants have a really good front. And obviously the Cowboys and their highly touted front and edge rushers. So they've had a tall task each and every week, and they've responded to it every single time. We had a great plan on offense, starting with our coaching staff, putting us in the position to go out and compete for success. And then from there, you know, the execution, especially up front, was great. Like as a quarterback, it's always good. I mean, I think we gave up one sack, and we'll go back on film and be able to clean that up. But to be able to execute and play at a high level, come out, score on all five drives to start the game against a really good defense, and then finish the game in the fourth quarter, both with the touchdown drive and the four-minute drill to end the game, it starts up front. And those guys did a tremendous job protecting me, but also, you know, opening up a lot of running lanes for our running backs and our playmakers to get the ball in their hands and get into open space. So we'll continue to build off that success. They're all foundation, so we'll continue to rely on them, and I'm excited to see them continue to grow.
You promised a big jump from week one to week two. You delivered that. You promised that this team would learn to finish, and you did that. Let's talk about that play to Michael Wilson, because it was such a big play in the grand scheme of things. Was that just superior play design that popped him wide open? How did he get so alone in the secondary?
Yeah, it was a really good play design by Drew. It was something we worked on throughout the week, just understanding their calls on defense and their tendencies. And from there, then it was just really good execution. He ran a really good route, being able to find the open space in the defense. You know, they took away my first and second read, so he was kind of the third read on the play, so I was able to find him. Had great protection to be able to get through my progression. And I thought he did a tremendous job of, once he caught the ball, you know, making a defender miss in space and getting the ball all the way inside the 10. You know, he caught it on the 50. Obviously, it was open, but the hidden yardage was, you know, him running down the sideline, you know, juking out a defender, being a tough tackle, and getting the ball inside the 10-yard line for us to be set up to finish that drive with a touchdown.
You've done some things with your arm. You've done some things with your legs. We know about the touchdown run where you lower the shoulder at the goal line last week against the Giants. You had a 44-yard run early yesterday. I think I know the answer to this, Josh, but
20 miles per hour, Vinny. Don't forget that.
Which did you like better? Do you have a favorite of those two runs?
Man, I think I touched 20 miles per hour. I think that I was speeding in a school zone, so that was good to see. That was good to see. I looked up on the board in the third quarter. I had the fastest miles per hour. So my QB coach, I think you know, he was asking if I still have my college speed, so I had to definitely prove him wrong.
You know what's really great about what you've done is that, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of stories like you in the NFL, but football is so much about getting the right opportunity in the right place. Have you just been waiting to be liberated? How does a quarterback like you just bide their time so patiently when you have so much to offer, as you've shown in these last 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it can be a long road sometimes, for sure. You know, I was thinking about my journey, like through high school and college and middle school, elementary school. I started playing football when I was five. Started playing quarterback when I was six, and I started every single game until basically the NFL. So it's been a unique experience for me. But what I've learned is just to embrace each role that I'm in, learn from whoever is playing, and then when you get the reps, be ready to go out and take advantage of your opportunity. So I've been able to, you know, in every single stop along the way, still be able to contribute to the room in some fashion, even if I'm not on the field. But now to have the opportunity to get on the field, to go play and lead a group of men each and every Sunday is a tremendous opportunity that I don't take for granted, and I'm blessed to be in the position I am.
Yeah, I mean, along those same lines, Josh, I mean, you've been at this since 2017 at the NFL level, and there hasn't been a ton of opportunity granted to you. And we know about your background, your academic achievements, and the options that you have. How much does it take to persevere through the maybe darker times to keep pushing forward towards your goal of accomplishing what you want to in this league?
Yeah, I think it takes just patience. And I think for each of us, whether you're in sport or not, that's something just to learn, just to be patient and be ready for those opportunities. You know, it's not always easy, but I think, like, so many times everyone gets so caught up in that end goal, right, that end status that they're striving for, and they forget, you know, to focus on the process, to trust the process, to focus on their preparation, and to learn while they're waiting for that opportunity. And so I learned how to do that. I wouldn't say I was the best at it early in my career, but I learned by being able to sit, you know, watch a guy do it at the highest level with Ben Roethlisberger, and then you know, go to Cleveland, have a unique opportunity last year to go in and get thrust into action. So all those little, you know, opportunities, or all those little waiting scenarios, all prepare me for this opportunity right here in Arizona.
Yeah, and you're showing incredible composure, and that's clearly one of your strengths. But at the same time, this team must be vibing on this underdog status that you've had, because you guys have wildly outperformed expectations, which weren't much, by the way. But when you look at what you guys have put together, three pretty quality efforts here, and for a team that was largely picked to be the worst in the NFL, you guys have to be rallying around something.
Yeah, I think, you know, we focus on our own expectations for ourselves. Everybody in here, you know, views themselves as a starter in the NFL and as a playmaker in the NFL. And if you do that, all 53 guys buy into, one, their individual goals. Well, I guess, one, the team goals of winning each and every week, and two, their individual goals of being the player that they believe that themselves to be. Then the actual expectations really are pretty mute. You know, you go out there, as JG said, you show up to work on Monday, you put in a good week Monday through Saturday, you show up on Sunday after a good week of preparation, and you go out, you put your best foot forward on Sunday. As we know, the other teams out there are professionals, right? They're going to make their plays, but if we go out there, execute, play at a high level, and do, you know, what we've been taught and do what we expect of ourselves, then we can go out and play football with anyone.
Josh, thanks so much for joining us. Great to talk to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on getting that first one, and best of luck again.
Yeah. No speeding
next week
in school zones, Josh.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Thanks, Dan and Vince.
Man.
Thank y'all for having me on this morning.